This is MSONewsSports.com, and it's time for the Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be back once again, Bill.
Here we are in winter, if you will, or close to it, I guess. So, Andy, Red Sox, we got a kind of a brief Baseball Insider this week, but what can you tell us, and what do we have for Red Sox news this week?
Well, the Red Sox did hold a press conference over at Fenway on Tuesday as they introduced All-Star closer Kenley Jansen to the media. Jansen, who led the National League with 41 saves last year, signed a two-year, $32 million deal with the club a few weeks ago.
All right. Other news with the Red Sox, Andy? What's happening?
Well, actually, 10 executives from around Major League Baseball say the Red Sox overextended in their free agent signing of outfielder Masataka Yoshida. One front office executive, who is remaining nameless, said Red Sox thought the play was worth less than what half of what the Red Sox spent. Yoshida did sign a five-year, $90 million contract with the team to potentially be their left fielder and leadoff batter going into this upcoming season. But certainly not good to see executives from around the league saying, gee, you're really overpaid for someone who we really don't know what they're going to do in Major League Baseball. I mean, they are obviously he's a fine player in Japan, but does that necessarily correlate into being a superstar or a star player here in Major League Baseball in the States? So obviously we have to see how that's all going to play out, but that's not good to see at the moment.
Yeah, so he's proven over there, but it doesn't necessarily automatically transfer, which it clearly does not often automatically transfer. And he's not a kid either, is he, Andy? Am I wrong?
He's 29 years old. So, you know, it's obviously, like you say, he's not a 21 or 22-year-old, but he's been around a bit, and we'll see how he's all going to fit in. The interesting thing, too, is that the Mets signed a free agent pitcher from Japan, a starting pitcher this week, and you know, people around baseball were saying that that pitcher is more of a sure thing translating his talents into Major League Baseball from Japan. And obviously the Red Sox need starting pitching, and the Mets paid, it was a five-year contract as well, but the Mets paid less than $90 million than the Red Sox paid for the outfielder. So kind of mixed messages going on there, where the Red Sox would probably use the pitcher more than the outfielder at this point. But Red Sox do have many holes out there, but you got to start filling them one by one.
Hey, there's a story out there on the Yankees interested in Nathan Eovaldi. Is there anything to that, or what can you share with us on that kind of rumor, if you will?
Well, it certainly is something that is a possibility. I mean, Eovaldi did spend some time with the Yankees before coming to the Red Sox earlier in his career. The Yankees still looking to fortify their starting rotation. And no reason why he couldn't go back there. I mean, the Yankees are still going to make some moves in this offseason. And Red Sox say they're still in on Eovaldi, but they really haven't made much movement toward that. Haven't heard any official offers being sent to Eovaldi to come back. So he's out there. He's a free agent. It's open season, so who knows? You could see Eovaldi pitching against the local nine coming up this year. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Now, you have a note on Christian Vasquez, a guy that I always liked, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, not
I agree with you as well.
Not Carlton Fisk, but I liked him. Yeah.
Yeah, very solid behind the plate. Good player to have. Good clubhouse guy. Popular with the fans. Yeah, the Twins, they signed Vasquez to a three-year, $30 million deal this week. So another former Red Sox player is off the board. And, gee, last I looked, the Red Sox still need a catcher after trading Vasquez at the trade deadline last year. So I don't know what direction the Red Sox are going to go there. There was some rumors that the Sox would be looking at Mike Zunino, a former Tampa Bay catcher, with his connections to Chaim Bloom. But that certainly didn't happen either, as Zunino signed a contract earlier this week as well, as he'll be playing for the Cubs.
All right, now on Red Sox Classics today, you always share what's up with Red Sox Classics. Do they have some Yoshida highlights from Japan, or what's up today?
Not yet. We'll have to hold off on those particular Red Sox Classics on NESN Plus down the road. Maybe 7-8 years from now, we'll have to see how that all plays out. But if you're looking for something positive from Red Sox Nation this week, it's the best of Mo Vaughn on Red Sox Classics. First pitch this afternoon is 3 o'clock. It's a game from July 26th of 1997. Yes, please take me back. Mo hits a walk-off three-run homer, leading the Sox to a 7-6 win over the Anaheim Angels.
Oh, that's nice. There you go. I remember those days. Yeah. Major League Baseball news. I know you have a few notes for us, even though the winter meetings have been over now for over a week here, but what do you got?
The winter meetings are over, but the money's still being thrown around at Ernest out there. The Giants made a big splash yesterday, as they signed shortstop Carlos Correa to a 13-year, $350 million deal. That contract there is really getting people wound up around baseball. It's he's coming into his age 29, 30 season himself. So when this contract ends, he'll be 41 years old at the time, and he's certainly not a player that can carry a team. I mean, he's a solid defensive shortstop, a good clutch hitter in the postseason type of thing, but he's never hit more than 25 home runs in his career. His career batting average is around 270. He's not Alex Rodriguez type of shortstop that you can carry a team with, but the Giants were spurned on trying to get Aaron Judge. They figured they had to make a splash with their fans, and they certainly made a splash here. The Mets, they re-signed outfielder Brandon Nimmo to an 8-year, $162 million deal. Nimmo was someone that the Red Sox reportedly linked to shore up the outfield. That's not happening. And as I mentioned earlier, the Mets signed Japanese pitcher Kode Senga to the 5-year, $75 million contract. The Blue Jays this week signed starting pitcher Chris Bassett to a 3-year, $63 million deal. And then the Phillies and our old friend Dave Dombrowski back at it again. He signed pitcher Matt Strom to a 2-year, $15 million contract. Of course, Strom pitched this past season for the Red Sox out of the bullpen. So there's another hole in the Red Sox roster, a left-handed pitcher from the bullpen. It's an open spot out there. Send in your resumes.
Andy, I see how you organize things here. When it's only $15 million, you put it at the end of the report, right?
I know, huh? Imagine that. That's just chump change. It's amazing, these numbers being thrown out there this offseason. I mean, obviously, even a $15 million deal back in the day, and even nowadays, that's huge money. But when you're talking $350 and that type of those type of numbers, it's just insane.
Oh, wait a minute. It's only 1 week for $15 million. I'm mistaken. That's not that bad then. No. No, it's 2 years, as you said. 2 years, $15 million. All right, Andy. Finally, is there anything that we should be watching for from a move from the Red Sox? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't see anything really on the immediate horizon to make some kind of move to get the Red Sox fans all jazzed up for the holiday. I'm not sure which direction they're going to go. They still need a shortstop, obviously. There's one still so-called big-ticket shortstop in free agency out there. It's Dansby Swanson, who has played his career for the Braves. I mean, if you're talking $280 million for Bogaerts, $350 for Correa, I'm sure Swanson's going to bring in a hefty sum as well, close to $200 million probably, if not a little more. If the Red Sox wouldn't give, big money to Bogaerts, why would they give it to Swanson? The Cubs seem to be a player for him right now with the lead to see if he ends up in Chicago. But big name on free agent markets, they've pretty much all signed up at this point. There's no other big names floating around still out there. So will Chaim Bloom get creative and try to make a trade or just sign some, low-level type free agents and hope for finding some diamond in the rough type of deal? But I don't know. It seems like the Red Sox are just kind of floating off into the ocean there with no real direction at this point.
Well, I think if you're a Red Sox fan, I think the first move you have to make is grab a piece of paper, a pen, and begin to write, "Dear Santa,"
Yeah, Santa's going to have to come up big under the tree this year. And I'm sure a lot of people who usually would try to put some Red Sox tickets in people's stockings for the Christmas holiday, I don't think that's going to be happening this year either. It's like, what are you buying tickets for?
Oh, man.
What's there to see? And it's just not a good outlook. And then, of course, the question still hanging over the Red Sox heads and their fans is what's going to happen to Rafael Devers. Will he want to stay here? Will the Red Sox even approach to give him a big contract? And with like I said, Bogaerts got the 280 from San Diego. You think that Devers is going to get more than that. So, I don't know, where he's a lot younger and that type of thing. So it's going to be very interesting. A lot of people are saying out there maybe they should just trade Devers now while he has the value, because if he's not going to stay, at least you can maybe get something for him.
No, that's right. And by the way, folks, Andy here is always a glasses half full, half empty, rather. Excuse me, half empty. So maybe 2023 will be better. Who knows?
Maybe. I'm looking at my glass right now. There's not much in it. So.
Not even half. Okay.
Not even half at this point. No way.
All right, half empty. All right, Andy, good talking with you, I guess. But anyways, we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.